Adult ESL Articles, Questions, and Apostrophes Audio. By Leola Motley. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. While articles include a, an, and the, it may be complicated to English learners, because the simple concept may be confusing. Apostrophes are often misunderstood and misused in English sentences. Part of learning the English is being able to identify articles and knowing how and when to use them in correct sentences. Adults who can form connections between the English language and the words that are used, can express their thoughts and feelings and convey what they are trying to say using the English language. In this Adult ESL Articles, Questions, and Apostrophe Audio, adults will be introduced to articles and apostrophes. Introduction. A part of learning English is listening and repeating. Repetition helps adult learners to remember, while they are learning English. Adult learners will be doing a lot of repetition exercises, as they are learning. This audio covers articles, and apostrophes. It consists of exercises for adults to improve their understanding of articles and apostrophes. Adults will learn about articles and apostrophes, and how to use them in correct sentences. They will make sentences, do listen exercises and note differences in how to use certain words. A, an, and the are all the articles in English. One uses a or an depending on the word or sound that follows. They are however both indefinite articles. Here is a brief explanation. A is used if the word that follows, begins with a consonant. A building. A dog. A boy. A hamburger. Please make a sentence using each of the words. A building. A dog. A boy. A hamburger. When the word following is a vowel and is used. An elephant. An eagle. An umbrella. An awesome book. Please make a sentence using each of the following. An elephant. An eagle. An umbrella. An awesome book. When speaking of a noun or subject that may be specific or may not be a definite article, the is used. I am going to a town center to shop indicates that one is heading to a town center to shop but could be any of the many town centers in the world. I am going to the town center to shop, in this case, the two people having the conversation are aware of the town center that is being referred to. In the example below, the student will learn more about article the. In this case, the example uses a different approach to help the student understand better. Listen and note the difference. I am going to sit at the front of the bus. I am going to board a bus. In the first example, the is used to refer to the location in the bus, whereas, sit in the bus and at the front the is used to give more information to where in the bus one will sit. In the second example, the bus is not specified. In this case, the speaker can board any bus that exists in a bus station. This indicates that article the is not necessarily used to give the entire information or vivid explanation of a scenario, but rather to give further information. The heat wave is unbearable. I heard a heat wave is coming. The storm is unbearable. I heard a storm is coming. In the first example, the storm is the one the two individuals are currently experiencing. In this case, the storm is specific, while in the second example the storm is not specific, the speaker has no information about the storm other than its coming. The direction the storm is coming from, the time it will hit, the magnitude, and the name assigned to it by weather station is not indicated. The speaker therefore passes very little information about the storm. When and when not to use an article. An article can be used to refer to a generalized place or item, but not an established name. Turn left at the stores. Turn left at Costco. The guard was very strict. Officer Jennifer was very strict. Articles are also not used when referring to something general. Cholesterol is not good for your health. Drunk driving can cause accidents. Occasionally one does not require an article when referring to a country or a region, however while referring to many countries or a region, it is appropriate to use an article. I.e. while referring to a country one can say, I come from Kenya. I live in Texas. While referring to a region, one can say, The United Kingdom has one of the most complicated policies. The United States government does not encourage violence. The Rift Valley region is prone to landslides. Task 1, making pancakes. First, you measure 3 cups of pancake batter and put them in a mixing bowl. Next, pour in a cup of milk into the mixing bowl. Then, add in a cup of flour. After that, you need to put in 1 egg and whisk everything. Then, you heat the frying pan. Once it's heated, put in a little butter. Next, you put the batter into the hot pan. Once they're cooked, serve them in a plate. Task 2, listen exercise. Repeat after movie. There is some cheese in the fridge. There is some cheese in the fridge. There isn't any sugar left in the jar. There isn't any sugar left in the jar. Are there any bananas in the fruit bowl? Are there any bananas in the fruit bowl? There aren't any red apples in the kitchen. There aren't any red apples in the kitchen. Is there some oranges in the basket? Is there some oranges in the basket? There isn't a peach pie on the plate. There isn't a peach pie on the plate. Is there an apple tart in the oven? Is there an apple tart in the oven? Task 3, now, create some sentences using a, an, some and any. Task 4, plural and singular words. Plural. Pears, eggs, apples, singular. Oil, salt, rice, oat, juice. Some affirmative. Positive, plus VE, there are some bananas in the fruit bowl. There are some chocolate bars for you. There is some sugar in the jar. There is some vinegar. Any negative? Not slash never. VE, there aren't any bananas in the fruit bowl. There are not any chocolate bars for you. There isn't any sugar in the jar. There is not any vinegar. Any interrogative? Are there any bananas in the fruit bowl? Are there any chocolate bars for you? Is there any sugar in the jar? Is there any vinegar? Any interrogative and negative? Aren't there any bananas in the fruit bowl? Are there not any chocolate bars for you? Isn't there any sugar in the jar? Is there not any vinegar? Task 5, complete the sentences. Are there any? Can I have? Is there? Is there any? Are there any? Let's practice. Repeat after me. 1. There is some cheese in the fridge. 2. There isn't any sugar left in the jar. 3. Are there any bananas in the fruit bowl? 4. There aren't any red apples in the kitchen. 5. Is there any soy sauce in the bottle? 6. There are some oranges in the basket. 7. There isn't any peach pie on the plate. 8. Is there an apple tart in the oven? Apostrophe usage. What is an apostrophe? The apostrophe is a punctuation mark. How an apostrophe is used. The apostrophe is used for 3 purposes. 4. To show possession or ownership. 5. To indicate the omission of letters. 6. To show the plural form or possessive of some letters and numbers. Now, let's look at each use in greater detail. Possessive or ownership. First, you need to decide if you need a possessive. Remember, the possessive form is used to show ownership. To test for the need for a possessive, use the prepositional phrase of the in place of the possessive. For example, the student's book can be written as the book of the student. This shows that a possessive is appropriate. Once you have determined that a possessive is needed, use the following rules to form the possessive. Base word to form the possessive examples. Singular, add s at the end of the word. The boy's sports equipment. Mrs. Jones's car. Note, the s is the preferred form of the possessive. Although Jones' car, no s, is acceptable. Singular compound noun, add s at the end of the compound. My sister-in-law's friend. Singular noun implied, add s where the noun that should follow is implied. That was my sister's, not my, chore. Note, in this example, chore is implied after sister, i.e., my sister's chore. plural ending in s, add after the s the two girls' backpacks. The Joneses' swimming pool. Note, Joneses is the plural form of a family whose last name is Jones. Plural not ending in s, add s after the plural form of the word. The children's teacher. The deer's antlers. Plural compound noun form the plural, then use s at the end of the compound. My sister's in-law's friends. Note, the plural of the compound is made by adding an s to sister. The compound plural does not end in s, so add s after law. Compound, separate ownership, add s after each part of the compound. Alex's and Kathy's apartments are located in the same village. Note, Alex and Kathy each have an apartment. Compound, joint ownership, add s after the second word, usually a name, only. Alex and Kathy's apartment is located 6 blocks from school. Note, Alex and Kathy share an apartment. Gerunds, ing words used as nouns, use the possessive form in front of the gerund. Teresa's piano playing is phenomenal. Note, playing is a gerund, not a verb, in this sentence. I appreciate your inviting me to dinner. Note, inviting is a gerund, your is the possessive pronoun. Do not use apostrophes with the plural of a name, e.g., the Carrolls are visiting friends in 5 states. Carrolls is the plural of the last name Carroll. Possessive pronouns, e.g., this package is theirs, not ours. Theirs and ours are possessive pronouns. Make sentence using singular words. Make sentence using plural words. The omission of letters, contractions. A second use of the apostrophe is to communicate the omission of letters. These shortened words are called contractions. The apostrophe is placed where the letter, s, has been removed. Examples, it is equals its, do not equals don't. Note, the apostrophe is often misplaced with its because the word is both a possessive pronoun and a contraction. To ensure that you have used the apostrophe correctly, ask yourself if you can change its to it is in the sentence. If you can, then an apostrophe after the T is correct. If you cannot, then you are using its as a possessive pronoun and no apostrophe is used. Letters and numbers, plurals and possessives. Sometimes an apostrophe is used for plurals or possessives of letters and numbers. The basic rule is to use an apostrophe in only 2 instances. To show the plural possessive and when the meaning would be unclear without the apostrophe. Examples. She made appointments at 3M.D's offices. An apostrophe is needed to show the plural, i.e., 3 different offices, not 3 doctors in a single office. Bithy worked for 3MDS. No apostrophe is needed as this is simply the plural form of MD, not a plural possessive. The teacher often told her students to be sure to dot their I's and cross their T's. It was her way of saying that the students should pay attention to detail. An apostrophe is needed with I so that the word I's is not confused with is. The apostrophe is used with T for consistency within the sentence. If you had written only cross your TS, an apostrophe would not be needed. Apostrophe practice quiz. Try out your new understanding of apostrophes with the following sentences. Read the sentence and decide if it is correct as written. If the sentence is correct, do nothing. If the sentence is not correct, make the necessary corrections. The answers follow the 5 sentences. The teacher told the students to end their letters with the complimentary close, sincerely yours. A. Correct as is. B. Change yours to yours. Stephen's 6 S and O's looked the same. A. Correct as is. B. Change Stephen's to Stephen's. My mother asked me to stop at the Jones house on the way home to pick up the groceries Mrs. Jones had bought. A. Correct as is. B. Change Jones to Jones's and eliminate the apostrophe after Mrs. Jones. Let's see if the dog has found its bone. A. Correct as is. B. Change its to its. My brother's in-law's car was stolen from its parking place. A. Correct as is. B. Change brother's in-laws to brother-in-laws. This completes our audio. Have a great day.